एवं क्षिपं धनुषि संदितं उत्ससारजा बाणं सवज्रं इवथाद त्रिदयं बिभेदा सोऽसृग्वमन्दाशमुखाय न्यपथात् विमानाद् तहेति चल्पाति जने सुकृतिवरिक्ता. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramchandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas! What has happened? What has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. On this very special day, we have come together to celebrate Vijayadashami, the day when we remember and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his victory over all irreligious forces. In this material world, we are constantly surrounded by various forms of Maya, trying to steal our hearts away from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goal of this human form of life is to unconditionally surrender our heart's love to Krishna. But the powers of Maya all around us, as well as within us, are constantly trying to steal that fortune of bhakti away from us. But when we turn to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is all-powerful, he is always victorious. Maya has no power over Krishna, but Maya has all power over all living entities who are separated from Krishna. So this is a day when we hear the wonderful story of how the Supreme Lord, in his divine incarnation of Sri Ramchandra, destroyed the wicked Asura Ravana. This is the day when we celebrate the victory of the Lord over all illusions. And it is on this day that we increase our enthusiasm to exclusively take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in Valmiki's Ramayana, the beautiful story of Sri Ram's appearance on earth is explained. Ram was born in Ayodhya along with his three brothers, Bharat, Lakshman, and Shatrughna. Due to the influence of wicked association, Kaikeyi, who was actually a very loving devotee of Lord Ram, arranged for Dasarath to banish him to the forest for 14 years. Although Kaikeyi was in such an exalted position, She actually loved Lord Ram as much as his own mother. Anyone, whoever we may be, if we fall under the influence of materialistic and envious association, all of our good qualities are stolen away from us. So Lord Ram was banished to the forest for 14 years, along with Sita and Lakshman. By the good advice of the great sage Bharadraj Muni, who was living at the time at Prayag, they were sent to the beautiful mountain in the wonderful forest called Chitrakoot. There they lived their days very happily, bathing in the Mandakini Ganga, hearing the scriptures from the great devotees of the Lord, the sadhus, and humbly serving those sadhus. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, who was meant to be the king of the earth, who is actually the king of all that exists, he found great satisfaction serving those devotees who had renounced everything for his loving service. After some time, they wandered deep in the Dandakaranya forest, and they came to that very holy and beautiful place called Panchavati. There, Lakshman created a beautiful residence made out of branches and leaves and other natural wood that was in the ground of the forest. One day, the sister of Ravana, Suparnaka, who was a terrible, terrible, bloodthirsty Rakshasi, she was wandering through the forest and she saw the beautiful form of Ram. And rather than wanting to surrender to him, she wanted to exploit him. She was so attracted by his beautiful features that she became infatuated. She had the mystic power where she could transform her physical body into any disguise she so desired. But she was so much stricken by kama that she forgot to even disguise herself. She came before Ram in her original Rakshasi form, which was terrible to see. And she proposed that you will not find anyone more beautiful than me. I can make my form anything you want to enjoy. Why you are associating with this very skinny, ugly lady? You should wander through the Dandakaranya forest with me and we can enjoy very nicely. So Ram told Suparnaka that I already have my Sita and you will not be very happy being a co-wife, but Lakshman has no wife with him, so better you marry him. So when she looked at Lakshman, she became also very infatuated. And Lakshman said, I am an inferior man. Why should you, such a beautiful, lovely lady like you, you should only get the best. He is my older brother. He is my master. In this way, Suparnaka became very upset that they were joking in this way. And she became very much in a terrible mood and said that this Sita, at this very moment, I will destroy her and I will eat her flesh and I will drink her blood. Then I will have you all for myself. And at that moment, she went to attack Sita. And Ram ordered Lakshman stop her. So Lakshman, with a sharpened weapon, he cut off her nose and cut off her ears. And she was bleeding profusely, and she began to scream horribly. It resounded in all directions, and she ran away. She ran to where her two brothers, Kara and Dushana, were residing in a nearby forest. And when they looked at her, "What has happened to you?" she said, "That this Ram and Lakshman, they have done this to me. You are my brothers. You must protect me." So Kara and Dushana, with 14,000 powerfully trained Rakshasa soldiers, all came to attack, and they surrounded the hermitage of Ram. Ram told Lakshman that, "You take Sita and protect her in a cave. I will defeat these Rakshasas." And a terrible, terrible war ensued. Ram started shooting thousands and thousands of arrows at a time, and they were severing the heads, the legs, the arms of these Rakshasas. Within 1 hour, he killed all 14,000. He pierced Kara's heart, and he fell to the ground dead. He cut off the arms of Dushana, who also fell to the ground dead. When Suparnaka saw this, she was even more fire in anger, and with her mystic powers, she proceeded to Sri Lanka. There she told Ravana. When he saw her nose and her ears and all the blood, not so much of his sympathy for her, but pride in himself, that who can do this to my sister? This is not possible. They must be destroyed. She explained that actually this Ram and Lakshman, they are living in the forest, and they are with the most beautiful girl in all of creation. She began to very eloquently describe the beautiful features of Sita. We'd like to welcome Devamrit Prabhu back to his eternal home, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's Mandir. Everyone, welcome Devamrit Prabhu. Haribol. As a true Parivrajakacharya, he has been traveling to every town and village, inspiring everyone to preach the glories of the names of the Lord. So she said that, "Out of my great love for you, Ravan, I wanted to bring this Sita for you to enjoy, because there is no one worthy of such a beauty other than you. But when I tried to do this, Lakshman cut off my nose and ears. And after that, Lord Ram, the unworthy husband of such a beautiful lady, he destroyed within 1 hour all the 14,000 Rakshasas in the army of Kara and Dushan." When Ravana heard the beauty of Sita, he became filled with lust. Even though Ravana was so powerful, he had captured all the most beautiful queens and princesses on earth and had them all to enjoy, still, the nature of material lust is we can never be satisfied. However much we have, as soon as we see something else, we want it. However much we have, if we see anybody with even slight bit more or better, we become envious. This is material nature. We can never be satisfied. If we do not have very much, we're not so envious. The more you have, the more you become envious. That is the law of material nature. We see multi-millionaires, billionaires, how if anyone has anything more than them, they become ruthlessly envious and ready to destroy them by any way they can, through business or through politics or whatever. So Ravana, although his principal wife Mandodari was a beautiful goddess, when he heard that there was someone more beautiful, he couldn't withstand the urge to enjoy her. So he went on his chariot to the hermitage of Maricha, who was also a great Rakshasa. And he told Maricha, that I want to kidnap Sita, who is now in the presence of Ram and Lakshman. And I want you by your magical powers to help me. I want you to take the form of a golden deer with beautiful spots and dance so gracefully that Sita becomes attracted and sends Ram to capture you. And while Ram goes farther and farther into the forest, by your evasive techniques, you should call out, "Lakshman, help me." And then when Lakshman goes to help, I will kidnap Sita and I will enjoy her forever as my wife. When Maricha heard this, he said, "Please do not say the name of Ram. Anything but not the name of Ram." He said, "Years ago, at the ashram of Vishwamitra Muni, myself and another Rakshasa, we were spoiling his sacrifice. And when we faced Ram, with one arrow, he killed my mighty Rakshasa friend. And with one arrow, he shot it, and it forcibly pushed me 800 miles away into the ocean. Another time, to get revenge, I disguised myself as a gigantic man-eating stag, and with other Rakshasas, I attacked the hermitage of Ram. But again, he killed all the other Rakshasas, and I had to flee for my life. And now I am so mortally afraid of this form of Ram that I can't think of anything but Ram. Day and night I have visions of the wrath of Ram. And therefore I have taken to the life of a mystic, and I am simply sitting in this hermitage with matted hair and tree bark, trying to somehow or other transcend my fear of Lord Ram. He is the supreme Godhead. You cannot defeat him. Just be satisfied with what you have, otherwise you will die." When Ravan heard this, he became outraged. When one is too much infatuated by power and prestige, he loses his intelligence. Having power, having authority, is the greatest intoxication in all of the creation. And the more you have, if you are utilizing it for your own exploitative material purposes, you become so bewildered by that. Ravana could not hear the good advice of Maricha. He said, "Either you help me, or I will kill you and eat you on this very day." So Maricha agreed, "I don't want you to kill me and eat me. So I will die at the hands of Ram. But you will also die at the hands of Ram. Take my word." So Ravan brought Maricha in his chariot, and they went to Panchavati. And Maricha took the guise of a beautiful deer, and he started dancing. So nice. Maya is so wonderful. This is how Maya gets all of us. She just appears so nice, so attractive. She appears to be just what we always wanted. She promises us such happiness and joy. but her only business is to take us away from the Lord. So Maricha, empowered by Maya, was dancing, and Sita saw and said, "Oh Ram, please capture that deer. When we return to Ayodhya, we will put it in our palace. There's only one more year till our exile is complete." When Lakshman heard this, he said, "This is the demon Rakshasa Maricha disguised as a deer, and you should not go to get this deer." And Sita said, no, please, I want this deer so much." So Ram, who is always anxious to satisfy his eternal consort Sita, he went chasing after the deer. And the deer led him deeper into the forest. At one moment he would appear, the next moment he would disappear. Then he would appear and then disappear. And he was doing this so many times that Lord Ram understood, this is not a deer. This is Maricha the demon. He must be killed. So he took a very powerful arrow and it soared through the air. And at that moment, when Maricha saw the arrow coming, he jumped very high, higher than a tree. And he was struck by the arrow. And at that moment, following the instruction of Ravana, he called out, "Sita, Lakshman, help!" When Sita heard this, she said, "Lakshman, fast, you must go. Ram is in danger." Lakshman said, "Ram is not in danger. He is the all-powerful. Nothing can hurt him." She said, "No, you must go, you must go. But Ram has ordered me to stay with you only. I cannot go." Sita, out of her immense love for Lord Sri Ramchandra, thinking of his safety and protection, in the mood of an ordinary woman for her husband. This was the ecstasy of their particular ras in this incarnation. She told Lakshman, "Oh, you are not going. This is just what you have been waiting for. You have come to this forest just to wait for Ram to be endangered and killed so you can enjoy me for yourself. How disgraceful you are. You go." When Lakshman heard this from his most worshipable queen, goddess, and object of devotion, Sita, his heart could not bear it. And out of her command, he went to the forest. Just at that time, Ravana appeared. He was disguised as a sadhu with a begging pot and saffron robes. Not everyone wearing saffron is a saintly person. So he came and he begged from Sita Devi. And she, always anxious to serve sadhus, she brought him some nice herbs and fruits that she had gathered in the forest. And she asked, "What is your name, O saintly person?" And he said, "I am Ravana, the king of the Rakshasas, and I have come to take you away. Come to my kingdom and enjoy all the glories of the earth and the heavens. Give up this Ram. Come with me." Sita said, "This is impossible. I am the faithful and chaste wife of Sri Ram. I have given my heart to him and no one else." At that time, Ravana, becoming very angry, he resumed his original form with 10 heads and 20 arms. And he picked up Sita and put her on his chariot and began to drive away. And as they were driving through the sky, Sita was crying, she was weeping, "Oh Ram, Lakshman, save me, save me." But her desperate voice could only be heard by the trees and the animals in the forest. As they were flying toward Sri Lanka, one of the very great devotees of the Lord, of the name Jatayu, who was very old, He was a great friend of Dasarat and a pure devotee of Sri Ram. When he saw Sita being carried away, crying out for help, even though he was too elderly in age to give a good fight, he was willing to risk his life or even die in the service of the Lord. He leaped up and he challenged Ravan. Ravana's chariot was being led by 10 mules, donkeys. Jatayu killed the mules. He killed the chariot driver of Ravana. He tore off the crown from Ravana's head. He tore off his golden armor. With his claws, he was ripping the flesh of Ravana and pulling at his hair. He was so enthusiastic to fight that Ravana was being defeated. At one point, Ravana picked up a sword, and Jatayu, with his beak, he slashed Ravana's arms. But due to a benediction that Ravana had, his arms immediately grew back. So they were fighting and fighting and fighting for a long time. And because of his old age, Jatayu was getting more and more tired and weak. At one point, he had Ravana down on the ground. But when Ravana saw he was exhausted, he picked up his sword and he severed his wings from his body. Jatayu fell to the ground, bleeding profusely, helpless. Then Ravana, by his mystic power, picked up Sita Devi. And began to fly through the air towards Sri Lanka. As they were flying, Sita saw some monkeys on the surface of the earth in the jungle. And hoping that Ram may meet those monkeys, she took the jewels from her body and wrapped it in her own silk and threw them down. Meanwhile, Ram and Lakshman came back to the Panchavati residence, and Sita was gone. They started looking everywhere, but they could not find her. Ram asked Lakshman, "Why? Why did you leave her? How could you have done this? She may have been kidnapped or destroyed by a rakshasa." Lakshman explained, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-knowing and all-powerful, assumes this wonderful lila just to show the world on many levels lessons to be learned." The great acharyas explain, and Srimad Bhagavatam Shukadeva Goswami describes, that Lord Sri Ram wanted to show that a woman must be protected at every stage of her life. When she is a young girl, she must be protected by her father. When she is at marriageable age, she should be protected by her husband. And when she is old and the husband departs, she should be protected by her elder sons. In this way, a woman should never have independence without protection. Because if they do, according to the Shastras, they will be exploited. They will be exploited and misled by wicked people. And thus the society will be corrupted. He also wanted to show the world how, if you are too much attached to the opposite sex, you will have to suffer. Somehow or other, there will be suffering. It is the ways of nature. But from the spiritual point of view, Lord Sri Ram wanted to taste the sweetness of conjugal love in separation. He allowed this wonderful pastime of Sita to be stolen so that he could increase the ecstasy of the Madhurya Ras that he had with Sita in a mood of separation, of weeping and crying for his beloved. So Ram and Lakshman were wandering through the forest. They were asking the trees, the tigers, the deers, the plants, the elephants, "Have you seen our beloved Sita, the daughter of King Janak, who is the most beautiful personality in all creation, with her lovely lotus eyes?" But no one answered, except one deer looked upward, indicating that she has flown overhead. So he began to follow that direction, and he saw some of the flowers that Sita had picked and some footprints. And as he was following, he came upon 10 dead mules laying in a bloody mess, and a destroyed chariot, and a decapitated chariot driver, and blood was everywhere. And he was thinking, perhaps a rakshasa has captured her. And then he saw this gigantic vulture, Jatayu, laying there, bleeding profusely. Immediately Ram was thinking that this terrible demoniac bird has eaten my wife, Sita. On this very day I will send him to the court of Yamaraj. He took his arrow to his bow, and just at that time Jatayu, in a helpless voice, he began to explain, "O Ram, I am the dear friend of your father, Dasarath. I am your beloved devotee, Jatayu. It is Ravana who has stolen Sita, and he has taken her. And I tried to defend, but because of my old age, he has destroyed my, he has destroyed me." When Ram heard this, he began to cry. Cry to see how his devotee put himself in such a suffering, terrible predicament just to serve him. This wonderful story of Jatayu is the story of pure devotional service. How a devotee is willing to accept all risk. How a devotee is willing to accept the most terrible pain. How a devotee is willing to accept death itself in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how such a devotee, how he captures the heart of the Lord. Ram embraced Jatayu and said, "Because you have performed this service for my pleasure, on this very day you will attain your original spiritual body and return to Vaikuntha, where you will be my associate eternally." In the arms of Lord Ram, Jatayu breathed his last. And at that very moment, in his original spiritual body, he ascended to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. And Lord Sri Ram himself, with tears of love in his eyes for his devotee, he performed the last rites for Jatayu. This is very significant. According to certain smartha principles, ritualistic culture, a person is never supposed to perform the rites for someone who is of a lower caste. But Jatayu, he was not even a human. And of birds, the vulture is the lowest. But because he was a Vaishnava, one who is a Vaishnava transcends all material considerations. It is explained in the Shastra, even if one is a dog eater, if he is sincerely chanting the holy names, he is to be considered the best of the Brahmins, and he could make disciples all over the world. So Lord Ram personally performed the rites as he would for his own family members. He began to continue his journey in the forest. As they were traveling, they saw this terrible, terrible creature. He was the size of a mountain, and in his chest was one gigantic eye, and in his belly was a terrible mouth with sharpened teeth. And he had arms that were 8 miles long, and he was grabbing everything in the forest and eating it. Elephants, lions, tigers, deers, and constantly just eating, and there was blood just profusely coming from his mouth. And with one hand, he grabbed Lakshman, and with the other, Ram. He told him that at this time, I will eat you. Ah, Lakshman and Ram both took out their swords and cut off his two arms. And this mountainous being fell to the ground. And as he fell, he asked, "Who are you?" And Lakshman said, "This is my elder brother Ram, the son of Dasarath, and I am Lakshman. And this great terrible Rakshasa of the name Kabanda," he became very happy. He explained that actually I was a celestial being, like a demigod. And one time I disguised myself by my mystic power as a Rakshasa just to play games. And I harassed one great sage who cursed me to become a Rakshasa. And I prayed to him. I prayed to Lord Brahma. And I was given the benediction that when the Supreme Lord descends on earth as Ram and Lakshman, they will cut off your arms, and then they will burn your body in a funeral pyre, and you will attain your original celestial form. So Lakshman and Ram made a fire, and he told them, "I will tell you how you can find Sita when I resume my original form." And as his body was burnt, a beautiful godly form appeared. And he told them that close by there is a forest called Kishkinda. And in that forest is a lake called Pampasrovar, which is very, very beautiful. And there is an ascetic woman there of the name Shabri. There, Sugriva, who was a great soldier in the dynasty of the Vanaras, or the monkeys, if you make alliance with him, he will help you get Sita. So Ram and Lakshman went to this beautiful place called Pampasrovar. And there, they were greeted by Shabari, who was a completely purified soul. She explained to Ram and Lakshman that she was a disciple of Matunga Muni. And while they were living in Chitrakoot, Matunga Muni and his disciples all went to the spiritual world. But he told her, when Ram and Lakshman, the Supreme Lord, come and you personally serve them and worship them, you will also achieve the perfection of life. So she made wonderful offerings to Ram. All that was growing in that forest was bitter fruits. And out of her spontaneous love, she would taste each fruit to see whether it was bitter or sweet. If it was bitter, she would throw it. And if it was sweet, from her own mouth, she would give it to Lord Ram. And seeing her love, Lord Ram enjoyed very dearly the fruits that were tasted by the mouth of his devotee. When you have spontaneous love, then perhaps this can be done. But on the platform of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, you should not even smell the food, what to speak of taste it, before offering it to the Lord. So after surrendering her very life at the lotus feet of Sri Ram, she started a sacrificial fire, and touching the Lord's lotus feet, she entered the fire, and right then Lord Ram, by his blessings, gave her her original spiritual body, and he sent her back to the spiritual world. Ram and Lakshman began to wander through the forest near Pampasrovar. At that time, Sugriva heard that these two young warriors, looking like ascetics with bows and arrows, were in the forest. So he became very afraid. Maybe they are messengers of Bali, my enemy. So he asked Hanumanji, his chief minister, to see who they are. So he disguised himself as a mendicant, and he approached Ram and Lakshman. And out of etiquette, when he saw their beauty, he identified himself. He said, "I am Hanuman, the servant of Sugriva, and I have come to see who you are." And Lakshman said, "This is Dasarathi Nandan Ram, and I am his brother Lakshman. And we are looking for Sugriva, because our Sita has been captured." When Hanuman heard this, that his beloved Lord was standing before him, he became so overwhelmed with ecstatic love that he resumed his original form with the features of a monkey. And he placed Ram and Lakshman on either of his shoulders, and he carried them to the top of the Rishyamukha mountain, where Ram and Lakshman made alliance with Sugriva. Sugriva explained that, "I can help you, but only after I defeat Bali. He is very powerful." He explained the story, how one time a demon who is a son of Maya attacked Kishkinda. "Bali is my older brother. He was the king. He went to fight this demon along with me. They went in a cave together, and Bali said, 'You stay here and wait for me.' They fought in that cave, and I waited for one full year. And then blood came out, and I understood that Bali is dead. So I put a rock in front of the cave, and I went back to the kingdom of Kishkinda, and the ministers coronated me as king. But then Bali came out of the cave. And when he saw me sitting on his throne, he was very angry. I explained, 'You can have your throne, you can have your crown. I was only trying to help.' But he became so angry that I had to hide from him. And I am hiding here because Bali cannot come. One terrible demon attacked. Dundubi, I believe his name, something. And Bali killed him. I think he was 8 miles long, something. He was very big. And then he threw him in a bloody condition, and he landed right in the sacrificial arena of Matunga Muni, and blood spoiled everything. And he said, 'Whichever monkey has thrown this demon here, if he ever comes within 4 miles of my ashram, he will turn into a piece of stone.'" Ah, so this is where I am safe. Ram told him, "You be my ally, and I will help you to defeat Bali." "But Bali is very strong. How do I know you can defeat Bali?" Bali is so strong that he lifted this demon and threw him so far. And you see these big sal trees. He was able to pierce each one of them with an arrow. If you can do this, I will know that you are fit to conquer Bali. So Ram picked up the bones of this demon and effortlessly threw it 80 miles. And then he took a bow and he shot it, and it went through all of the 7 tal trees. And then it went down into the earth and went. So with this faith, Sugriva, he challenged Bali. And they came out and they started to fight. And Bali started beating and beating and beating on Sugriva. It was terrible. And Sugriva was waiting for Ram to help. But the problem was that they were both brothers, and Ram could not tell who was Sugriva and who was Bali. They looked the same. So when Bali was just about to destroy Sugriva, he just ran away, Sugriva. And he came back to the borderline where Bali could not follow him. And he came to Ram and he said, "What nonsense, why you didn't help me? You promised." He said, "I couldn't understand. I didn't want to accidentally kill you." So Lakshman made a garland and put it on Sugriva. He said, "Now you go back and fight. I will know who you are with this garland." So again he went to Kishkindha Kshetra. And again he challenged. And Bali was very angry. He was a Kshatriya. He could never refuse a challenge. But his wife, Tara, she said, "I have heard from our son, Angada, that the Supreme Lord, Ram and Lakshman, have made allies with Sugriva. After you just defeated him so much, why would he come back unless Ram is going to protect him?" And he was so furious out of anger, he couldn't listen to the good words of his wife. And he went out to fight. And as they were fighting, Lord Sri Ram, in a secret place, took his arrow and struck the chest of Bali, who fell to the ground. And then Ram came before Bali. "How you have done this? Why didn't you come and fight me face to face? Why you killed me when I was fighting someone else? This is not the proper example you are supposed to set." And Ram said, "No. Because you had stolen the wife of Sugriva, you deserve to be punished like this. And besides that, I am a Kshatriya, and according to Kshatriya codes, we are allowed to kill animals like monkeys in secret places." And when Bali heard this, he understood that Ram was right. He recognized that he was the Supreme Lord. And with great devotion, he surrendered to the lotus feet of Ram. And he said, "My dear Ram, I don't mind that I am dying. And my wife, she will survive. But my beloved son, Angada, knows no one but me. Please take care of him." Ram promised. And Bali breathed his last, with the beautiful darshan of Ram in his eyes and the name of Ram in his mouth, and he returned back home, back to Godhead. At that time, the Chaturmasya began, the rainy season. So Ram in Kishkindha Kshetra went to live in a cave with Lakshman. And after the 4 months were complete, Sugriva, who was king, he was very much enjoying the kingdom. He completely forgot about his job of getting Sita. So Ram sent Lakshman. And when Lakshman entered the kingdom, he looked so angry that Sugriva, just by seeing him, fell at his feet and surrendered. He said, "I'm ready to find Sita." So he sent Hanuman, and millions of powerful monkey soldiers came. And they were all dispatched in different directions. But Ram took Hanumanji in confidence, and he gave Hanuman his own ring, and he said, "I have confidence that you are the one who will find Sita. Give her my ring and tell her that I am always thinking of her with great love." So they searched everywhere, but they could not find. Ultimately, they were so disappointed that they came to a place. They had not had food or water for a long time. And Angada decided, if we cannot find Sita, we have looked everywhere, we should all fast till death. And just at that time, there was a big, big, gigantic vulture who had no wings. His name was Sampati. And he was thinking, look at these monkeys fasting and starving to death. Today I will eat them. And when Angada and Hanuman and all of them saw, they just began to chant the names of Ram. That Ram is so great. He's the savior of his devotees. If we give our life for Ram, what is the harm? Even Jatayu gave his life for Ram, and he attained perfection. When Sampati heard Jatayu's name, he said, "Oh, Jatayu is my brother. Many years ago, Jatayu was flying to the heavens, but the sun was so hot that I covered him with my wings, and my wings were burnt. And ever since then, I have been here. I cannot move. But I have heard nothing of Jatayu." So they explained the story, and he was very happy. And then he told them that with my eyes I could see that from Setu Banda, from the tip of the continent, 800 miles, 100 yojanas, is the island of Sri Lanka, which is the kingdom of Ravana. That is where you will find Sita. And after giving this information, he became youthful, and wings grew on his body, and he flew away. So the monkeys, devotees of the Lord, they went to that place, Rameshwaram, where last January we all visited, if you remember. And there, they were wondering how to cross this 800 miles of ocean. And one of the soldiers said, "I can jump 10 yojanas." And another said, "I can jump 100 yojanas." And another said, "I could jump 200 yojanas, 300 yojanas. Jambavan, he said, "When I was young, when Vamanadev was lifting his leg to cover the whole universe, I circumambulated him. But now I'm old. I can only jump 90 yojanas." Angada, he said, "I can jump 100 yojanas, but I do not think I can jump back." Then Jambavan said, "Hanuman, you can do like this." So Hanuman remembered, "Yes, of course I can do like this. I can jump anywhere. I am the son of the wind god." So he climbed upon a mountain and he jumped. And as he jumped, the pressure of his foot on that mountain was so great that gold and silver started oozing out of the mountain. And as he was traveling across the ocean, Varuna, wanting to serve the servant of Sri Ram, he called for the Mainda mountain, which is a golden mountain residing under the sea, and said, "Please rise to give Hanuman a place to rest." So this golden mountain appeared, and she was personified, and she said, "Hanuman, please, with folded palms, here is a nice resting place." And Hanumanji, when he's serving the Lord, there's no question of rest. Just to honor her hospitality, he touched her and he continued to go. And then a very terrible demoness of the name Suras, she appeared. and she opened her mouth to swallow Hanuman. She opened it to 10 yojanas. Hanuman, what is this? She said, you will not escape. I have been given a benediction by Brahma that whoever comes my way, I will eat them. So Hanuman became 20 yojanas, and she became 30 yojanas, and he became 40 yojanas, and she became 50 yojanas, and her mouth kept opening until her mouth was 100 yojanas high. At that time, Hanumanji took the form which was no bigger than the tip of a thumb, and he walked in her mouth. And then he walked out. And he said, now Brahma's benediction has been fulfilled because you ate me. So now let me go on. So she was very happy. She said, yes, may you cross the ocean, may you conquer Lanka and rescue Sita. So then he continued his journey. And as he was flying across the ocean, another demoness, Simika, she grabbed him, She grabbed his shadow. She had this power. And Hanuman was flying and he couldn't move. He was getting nowhere. He couldn't understand. And he looked down, and there on the ocean was a shadow, and there was a demoness holding onto his shadow. So then she expanded her mouth to eat him. And he became 20 yojanas, and her mouth became 30 yojanas, until her mouth was very big. And Hanuman again became very small, and he walked in her mouth, and he walked down her throat, and he went to her heart, and with his nails, he ripped apart her heart and all of her insides. And then he came out of her mouth, and she fell into the ocean dead. Hanumanji ki! And then, alas, he came to Sri Lanka. And when he came to the gates of the city, there was a very big, big Rakshashi. And she said, who are you? And he said, who are you? She said, I am Lankini, the goddess who is the personification of Sri Lanka. And I am guarding for Ravana. And no one passes without my permission. And then with her hand, she struck Hanumanji. And then with his hand, he struck her, and she fell to the ground. And she said, very good. She said, Brahma told me, when a monkey comes someday and strikes you down, at that time you will know that Ravana will be killed and all the Rakshasas will be killed and the whole Lanka will be destroyed. So dear Hanumanji, I give you all blessings. Go into Lanka and make Sita happy. So then he took the form the size of a cat and he started investigating everything in Lanka to give Rama report. And he was going to all the palaces. He looked through windows and he saw Ravana sleeping with all of his Rakshasis and the queens. And then he came to a grove of Ashoka trees. And there, under one particular tree, he saw the beautiful form of Sita, who was very thin from fasting. And she was being harassed by so many Rakshasis. And just when he was sitting, the dawn started coming, and Ravana, along with his queens and ministers, he came to the Ashoka Grove. And he started threatening Sita that you become my queen, you let me enjoy you. I have given you 1 year. There is only 2 months left. If you do not surrender to be my wife, I will eat your flesh and I will drink your blood. Sita would not submit. She explained that someday Ram will come and he will destroy you. So, it's getting late. People are leaving. Should I end the story or should I? At that time, Ravana became so angry, he was about to kill Sita. Then when Mandodari said, "Ravana, please enjoy with me, let us go." So the Rakshasis began to harass her in so many terrible ways. And when finally they had all left, Sita was alone and she was crying. And she decided, if Ram does not come, what is the use of my life? So she took the cord which was tying the braids of her hair and she wrapped it around her neck, and she was on the verge of committing suicide in separation from the Lord. And as she was chanting his holy names, Hanuman began to sing the glories of Sri Ram. And when she heard this, she became very happy. And he came closer and closer and closer and was singing more and more the glories of Sri Ram. And she was saying, "Who is this? Who is this devotee who has come?" And he came up to her. And she was thinking, "You are Ravana in disguise. You have come to seduce me." And again he began to sing the beautiful stories of Ram, the qualities of Ram. And then he gave the ring of Ram to Sita to prove that he was truly her messenger. Sita was satisfied. And Hanumanji said, "I will take you on this very day. Get on my back." But Sita said, "No, I am a chaste woman. I cannot touch another man. Ravana took me by force. But now that I know that Ram knows where I am sure he will come and he will deliver me himself personally." So after assuring Sita, Hanuman wanted to play nice mischief in Sri Lanka. So he started tearing apart all the trees in the favorite grove of Ravana. And when this news came to Ravana, he sent his soldiers, and Hanuman was beating and destroying the soldiers, 80,000 soldiers. Hanuman defeated all of them. Ultimately, Indrajit came, and there was a great battle. And Indrajit, with a special arrow, it made a rope, became a rope, and it tied up Hanuman. And Hanuman was thinking, "This is very good. Now I will get to meet Ravana face to face." So Ravana asked, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Hanuman, the minister of Ram. And if you do not give back Sita, you saw what I could do. Just wait till Ram comes here to kill you. You should surrender to Ram, or you will surrender to death." Ravana became very angry. "This monkey must die." But Vibhishan, who is the younger brother of Ravana, who is a great devotee, he said, "You cannot kill a spy. You can only punish them." So Ravana, in great anger and hatred — monkeys are very proud of their tails — burn his tail. So they took his tail and wrapped it with cloth and dipped it in oil and set it on fire. And Hanuman, very happy, began to chant the names of Ram. And he expanded himself and broke out of the ropes. And then he started beating all the Rakshasas with his burning tail until they were all laying unconscious. And then he jumped upon a building, and the building caught on fire. Then he jumped to the next building, the next building. He jumped to every part of Lanka until the whole Lanka was on blazing fire. And after causing complete havoc, he put his tail out and he went to give nice report to Sri Ram. He was met by the other monkeys. They returned to Kishkinda. And Hanumanji approached Sri Ram. And Lord Sri Ram embraced Hanuman with great love. He said, "For what?" Hanuman had a jewel from Sita, and he delivered it to Sri Ram. And Ram said, "For the service you have done to me, I have nothing that I can give you except my embrace and the glory of the service that you have rendered." And when Sri Ram embraced Hanumanji, Hanumanji's heart was filled with ecstatic love. And then they made their plans. They approached the ocean together. And Ram asked for the assistance of the ocean. He stood on the bank for 3 days, but there was no response. So ultimately, he became very angry. And with his glance and with a sharpened arrow, he made the ocean so hot that it was about to be burnt with fire. And the whole ocean started churning, and all the aquatics came to the surface begging for mercy. And then the god of the ocean came and surrendered to Ram. And he said, "You can cross me by building a bridge of stones across. They will certainly float." So Hanumanji and all of the monkey soldiers, they all started taking the peaks of mountains, huge mountains with trees and all sorts of vegetation, and ripping them off and floating them in the ocean. For many days, after 5 days, they had built a bridge that was 800 miles long and 80 miles wide. People ask, how is this possible that big, big stones can float on the ocean? But Prabhupada explains, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he makes big, big planets float in the sky. It's easier to float things in water than in air. This is the power of God that we see with our own eyes. Krishna could do anything. So they all crossed the ocean and they came to Sri Lanka. And the declaration of war took place. And a wonderful, wonderful fight is described in Ramayana. Ravana came out to inspect what type of soldiers were there, and Sugriva jumped on him and knocked him to the ground and bit him with his teeth and then jumped off. And all the monkeys were very happy. Arivo! Arivo! Jai Ram! Jai Ram! Anyways, it was a terrible fight. Terrible fight. And Ravana started destroying the armies, and then he sent his soldiers, and all of his great generals were coming out, and the monkey soldiers were killing all of them. They were so enthusiastic. Srila Prabhupada explains that Ravana's armies were highly trained military men with the most advanced, sophisticated weapons of the time. And the monkeys had not a... In the whole army of Ram, only Ram and Lakshman had bow and arrow. The others just had the fists, and whatever they saw on the ground, they would pick up and throw. And yet, because they had so much determination to fight for Ram, Konteya pratijane hiname bhakta pranashyati, they were empowered. A devotee should have that faith that against all odds, if Rama is on our side, we will be victorious. So many wonderful incidents took place in this fight. At one time, the monkey soldiers were becoming so much empowered that Indrajit came out. And he was a great mystic. He was the son of Ravana. And he leaped into the air and became invisible so no one could see him. And then he started showering everyone with arrows. And all the monkeys, everybody was covered with arrows. And even Ram and Lakshman were covered with arrows. And they fell to the ground unconscious. And there were arrows in the form of snakes wrapped around their bodies. Everyone felt defeated. No one could move. But then Sri Garudaji descended. And as soon as the snakes around Rama and Lakshman saw Garuda, they became afraid and went away. And everyone was revived. And Garuda fell at the feet of Ram and gave him... Ram thanked him. And he said, no, I am thankful that you have arranged this wonderful pastime just so that I could come to serve you. So the fight continued. One time...
Again, Indrajit went into the sky. And he was shooting torrents and torrents and torrents and torrents of arrows, invisible. And again, everybody in the whole army, including Ram and Lakshman, were covered with arrows. And Hanuman and Vibhishan were the only ones who were not. Meanwhile, Indrajit went and told Ravana that Ram and Lakshman and the whole army is dead. And he was celebrating. And Jambavan was laying there, totally covered. And he told Hanuman that you must go to the Himalayas, and a particular herb of the name Sanjeevani, if you bring that here, then it will give life again to Ram and Lakshman. So Hanuman, with one jump, he went to the Himalayas and he picked up the whole mountain because he could not find the herb. The herbs were hiding. And when he just flew overhead, the fragrance of those herbs gave life again to the entire monkey army and Lakshman and Ram. And then Hanuman brought the mountain back to Himalayas. Shri Hanumanji ki. And the great fight continued. As so many of the generals of Ravana were being killed, he called for his brother Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna was very terrible rakshasa. He was huge like a mountain. He had a benediction. He was cursed by Indra because he was so powerful, so powerful. He was just eating everyone in sight. So Indra approached Brahma and said, we have to do something. He's going to eat the universe. So Brahma cursed him to sleep for the rest of his life. But then Ravana approached Brahma and said, let him at least be awake one day a year so he could eat. So they wanted, Ravana said, wake up, my brother. So they went to wake him, but he was sleeping. He was in a cave. And when he was snoring, when he would exhale, it was so terrible, the smells, that nobody, even the rakshasas, could not bear it. But somehow they went in and they started taking these clubs with nails at the end and beating him as hard as they could. Thousands of rakshasas beating him with nails and swords. He kept sleeping. Then they started taking elephants, thousands of elephants and chariots with horses. And while they were beating him with swords, they started, tens and thousands of elephants and chariots were running up and down his chest. He was very big. Still he was sleeping. So as this was going on, they brought a huge mountain of human flesh and 2,000 pails of human blood and put it right next to his nose. Still he was sleeping. Then they took 10,000 gigantic drums and put it right to his ears and started beating it. And meanwhile, the elephants and the horses and the chariots and everyone was beating him with nails and spikes and swords. And finally, he woke up. As soon as he woke up, he yawned. And then he looked and he saw the mountain of human flesh and shoved it in his mouth and ate it. Then he took the 2,000 buckets of blood and drank it. And then they told him, Ravana wants to see you. So he went to Ravana. Ravana said, I must have this Sita. You must kill Ram and Lakshman. Yes, I will kill. So Ram, Lakshman, I forgot to say one thing, that at one point, Vibhishan was telling, before the battle began, he was telling his brother Ravana that you should surrender to Ram. He is better than you. He is the Supreme Godhead. And Ravana was so angry. How can you say anyone is better than me? I curse you. You are a rascal. If you were not my brother, I would kill you at this very moment. So Bhishan handed in his resignation, and he left that place and he surrendered to Ram. You remember we went to the place at Rameshwaram where Vibhishan surrendered to Ram. So when all the monkeys saw this Kumbhakarna, huge, huge, terrible Rakshasa, when he was walking, his whole body was just overtowering the walls and the palaces. So Ram asked Vibhishan, "Who is this?" He said, "This is Kumbhakarna." And he told him all about Kumbhakarna. And he attacked with his club in his hand. And all the monkey soldiers started jumping on him. And he was just taking handfuls of monkeys and putting them in his mouth and crushing them with his teeth. He was eating them, dozens at a time, handful after handful. And it was blood coming out of his mouth and his nose. And it was such a terrible sight that all the monkeys just ran away in fear. And then one of the monkeys said, "We cannot run, we must fight." So they ran back, and he was just eating them and trampling on them and killing them. He was like death personified. But then he went toward Ram, and he attacked Ram with a club in his hand. And Ram took a special arrow and cut off the arm with the club. Then with his other arm, he pulled a tree out, and he attacked Ram. And with another arrow, he cut that arm off. And then he ran at Ram to trample him with his feet. And Ram, with two arrows, cut his legs off. And all that was left was his mouth. So he just started lunging at Ram with his mouth to eat him. So Ram took thousands of arrows and completely filled his mouth with arrows. And then he took an arrow and chopped off his head, and his head went flying and landed right at the gate of Sri Lanka. When Ravana heard of the death of Kumbhakarna, he became very desperate. Then Indrajit said, "Don't worry, my father. I will destroy him. I have conquered Indra." So Indrajit went, and Vibhishan said that he is very powerful and he's a great mystic. So Ram told Lakshman, you should kill him. So there was a great fight, very, very great fight. And Indrajit disappeared again and started showering millions of arrows, defeated everyone. And then he went back to perform a yajna. And Vibhishan told Lakshman and Ram, if he completes this yajna, he will be so indestructible, he will definitely destroy all your armies. You have to somehow or other stop this yajna. So Lakshman with the monkey soldiers went into the war field, and they began fighting and fighting in such a way that if Indrajit did not come out, his whole army would be destroyed. And he came out. And there was a wonderful war between Lakshman and Indrajit. And ultimately, Lakshman severed the head of Indrajit. When Ravana heard this, he was very, very bitch. Everyone was gone. There was just a handful of Rakshasa soldiers left. He realized that he would have to go himself. And he vowed to kill. First he went to Sita. And he took a sword and was to kill her. He said, "Because of you, my brother, my son, and everyone has been killed. Now you will be killed." And Ravana's wife, Mandodari, she said, "No, no. Why should you kill her? Take your wrath out on Ram and Lakshman." So he said, "Yes, I will do." So he went, he boarded his chariot. He went to the battlefield. First, Lakshman approached him. There was a great battle. Ravana took a terrible javelin that was given him to him by the demon Maya, and he threw that javelin, and it entered the chest of Lakshman, and he laid unconscious. Ram fought off Ravana till he had to go away for some time. And then he embraced Lakshman and began to cry. At that time, Jambavan sent Hanuman back to the Himalayas. He told him exactly which mountain had the special herbs. Hanuman, in one leap, jumped across all of India. He lifted the entire mountain. He brought it back. He set it down. One of the monkey medicos. He went into the mountain and took the proper herb and administered it to Lakshman. And Lakshman came back to life. And then Ram was so angry that he had done this to Lakshman. He decided this is the end of Ravana. So Ram and Ravana were face to face. They were both covering each other with arrows. And then Ram, he said to Ravana, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool. You resemble a dog, for as a dog steals edibles from the kitchen in the absence of the householder, in my absence you kidnap my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you." Ram took his sharpened arrows and started cutting off the heads of Ravana. But every time he cut off the head, another head would grow. And he cut off more heads, and more heads would grow, and more heads, and more heads would grow. He was cutting off his arms, and the arms were growing. Then he took a very, very, very special, powerful arrow, the most powerful of arrows, and he pulled it back. And when he released it, there was a tumultuous sound that echoed through all the heavens. And that arrow flew through the sky and entered into Ravana's chest and pierced his heart. And with his 10 heads, he began to vomit terrible blood profusely. And he fell from his chariot to the ground. Sri Ram ki! Ravana was dead. Rio! Why devotees like so much when demons die? Because we know they go back to Godhead. So, they get liberated at the least. So, at that time, the wives of Ravana and the other soldiers were coming out, headed by Mandodari, and they were weeping and crying and beating their chests. That now, because you have tampered with the goddess of fortune, Sita, the property of Ram, because you have violated the chastity of a faithful wife, therefore you are killed by your own sinful activities. And now we are helpless. But because you have caused such harm and anxiety to Sita, you deserve to die and go to hell. The wives were speaking like this as they were crying. And Ram, who is compassionate to every living being, he told Vibhishan that you should perform the last rites for Ravana. Because if you perform the last rites properly, it will relieve him from his sinful activities. Although Ravana was naturally liberated by being killed by Ram, still, he wanted to show that even on the social level, how compassionate and loving he was, even to his worst enemy. And then Vibhishan was ordered by Ram to bring Sita. And she was brought to before Ram after she was decorated in beautiful jewels and silks. And Ram looked at her and said, "Because you have been touched by another man, How do I know what is your chastity? Therefore, if you like, you can go somewhere else. And Sita, she told him, that how can you think this of me, my lord? If you have any doubts for your pleasure, I will prove my chastity. And Sita ordered Lakshman, start a raging fire out of trees, and I will enter the fire. Lakshman looked at Ram, why are you doing this to Sita? And Ram acknowledged that you should do what she says. So with a mortified heart, his own worshipable object of devotion, Sita Devi, he began to collect big logs and started a huge fire. And then Sita, completely fearlessly, she entered the fire. And as she entered the fire, all of the greatest of the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, and others, they all came before Ram and said, we have seen all the four directions and all the devatas. Never for even a second, with her mind, her body, or her words, did she ever stop thinking of you. Never did she consider violating her chastity for even a moment. She is the supreme emblem of goodness and purity. And at that point, Agni Dev himself came out of the fire with Sita and told Ram that she is completely pure. The Kurma Purana explains that Ravana could have never touched Sita. That actually, before this whole pastime took place, the real Sita took shelter in the abode of Agni under the care of Parvati, and a false or illusory Sita, a Maya Sita, was kidnapped by Ravana. So when the real eternal consort of the Lord, Sri Sita Devi, was brought back to Sri Ram, they were reunited, and very soon after that, they coronated Vibhishan as the king of Lanka. They returned to Ayodhya. Their 14-year exile was complete, and when they entered Ayodhya, there was a grand and wonderful celebration, which we will discuss on the day of Diwali. So on this auspicious day, Vijaya Dasami, the day of the victory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead over all material obstacles, the day when the Lord is victorious over Maya and her agents in the form of lust and anger and envy and pride and greed and illusion. And that same Sri Ram, with all of his power and all of his glory, is with us even today in the form of the holy name. And when the Ravanas, the demons of material existence, attack us from within and without, we should know that our only shelter is the name of the Lord. And on this day, by hearing this wonderful narration, we pray for faith. Faith that the name of the Lord is always victorious and will be victorious in our lives to conquer all opposition and carry us back to the spiritual world. So let us now celebrate by chanting the holy names.